You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, welcome back. There's a big buzz in the studio because we have got the girl group Calico in the house. Hello.
Hello.
And I've already started singing and we haven't even gone on air yet. What were you singing? Phoenix 98.
Yeah, we'll do it for you. We'll do it for you.
Go then.
Phoenix 98.
98 FM.
That was it.
98.
Just
make
a jingle for you.
Yeah, that's going to be my jingle.
98, 98, 98, 98, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88, 88
completely different, isn't it? So I've got to try and remember it all, haven't I?
Here we go. Surprise.
Move, shuffle.
So,
it's a test.
I'm calling you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
No,
formed in 2019, last on Phoenix FM, back on 27th of October 19, again in 22, November, summer of 22, autumn of 22, and today, 21st of May, 23.
It's like our second home.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
We were talking about it earlier on, so it's about 6 months because you had Unpredictable just come out.
Yeah.
And you was doing the videos at the time, so when you come in. It's good to catch up and tell us what you've been doing, because at the moment... Tell us about the tour, because the main thing you are at the moment, you're all on tour and you're doing the schools tour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, we are on a schools tour at the moment. We are currently around London, but we were in Essex yesterday. It was so much fun. We went to a couple of theatre schools in Essex.
We went to Razzmatazz and we went to Starstruck Stage School.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the Razzmatazz. They do a lot of stage work when we have events going on in Brentwood. So all the little kids. I'm going to move over here because I can see you. Just about to see you.
Really?
There you are. Oh, you're back. And so what do you do on the tour? I mean, are you talking about music? What are you chatting to the kids about?
The tour is super fun. So we do a little set list. We do a few of our songs that we've released. One that we haven't released yet.
Yeah.
And then we do a Q&A with the... children or the students afterwards, and then we also do a podcast at the end as well. It's really fun. Like, we've had some really funny Q&A sessions. Like, we'll leave the school and we'll be like, that was such a good... Kids are just great. They give great energy and it's so fun to perform.
It turns from a Q&A to just statements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be a singer.
Yeah, we went to the school and we were like, "Is there any questions?" And this lovely little girl, she put her hand up and she goes, "Yeah, you got together in January. That's my birthday." Yeah. I was like, "You know what?
Love
exactly,
that."
Babe.
Yeah. Exactly. And then, yesterday as well, a girl put her hand up and said to Julie, "You're really good at Spanish."
Yeah. I mean, considering I'm Spanish, that would be a tick.
It could be. She didn't say that to, and you say, "Well, I'm from Scotland." wrong accent. We're going to play one of your tracks and then we'll come back. We're going to play Out of My Life. Is that 2 years old now?
Out of My Life is like a year and a half.
It's not a year old.
No, about a year.
It's 1 year.
Yeah, it's not a
1 year old. A little baby still.
No, it's not even a year.
Oh my gosh, wow.
So actually, I did get a memory up on my phone this morning. 1 year ago today, we were shooting the music video.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah.
Crazy. Wow, we've done a lot in a year.
It's gone quick, hasn't it? Right, let's get it on. I'll let you introduce it. It is...
Out of My Life.
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I know you wanna fix this, but I wish that you would say, instead of going round in circles and then trying to place the blame. And then every time we argue, I would hear it all the time. You say you love me, then you hate me. Boy, you better fix mine.
I could fall to pieces, but I really won't stress. Guess I know you'll never find somebody who can be this understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should have listened to my mama knows bestie.
She told me that you'll never be in my lane, and I need to be with someone that can treat me like fame. But I love you the same, you're still my babe. So can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special
So am I the kind of person that you really want to lose? And I'm trying to understand why it's not working like before. Maybe I could be the problem, or maybe I just want this more.
I could fall to pieces, but I really won't stress, 'cause I know you'll never find somebody who can be this understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should've listened to my calico soldiers.
They told me I can do better, I need the soul to my pepper. Me amo de Julieta and I'm done. If you love me the same and I'm your babe, then can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I could fall to pieces, but I'm working on a thesis. If you had a shred of decency, you'd think of all the kisses that we shed and all the mad rad that we had. Now I'm ironclad, I'm mad sad that we're bad. Make up your mind, I'm the kind of girl that you want in your life, so you can be someone to me with no negativity. If we're the same and I'm your babe, so can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Oh, back with the girls, Calico in Studio One here at Sunday Lunch, and they were all singing along to their own song. It was really funny, wasn't it? I videoed a little bit of it. Mad as March hares. Lots have happened since she popped into the show last time. We had the state funeral of the late Queen, new King, coronation a few weeks ago with the concert as well, and Eurovision last weekend. Did you catch any of Eurovision?
We did. Yes, we did.
I went to a Eurovision party.
Is there such a thing as a Eurovision party?
Well, yes, because I went to one. Wore some cool glasses.
And just watch all the acts. Is that you're just talking about the final?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we actually got to meet the guys who represented San Marino when we were in LA last year.
That's pretty
so
cool.
Sweet.
Pick
really
Jacks.
Nice.
Pick and Jacks. Yes.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, we didn't do that well. I thought we might do a little bit better with our track. I thought it was pretty catchy. I wrote a song, Mae Muller. I mean, she's already an established artist, so she'd be okay. But I thought it was fairly catchy, but perhaps it just didn't have the big production. You know, do you have to have a little, I don't know, glam it up a bit, possibly a weird costume? And I don't know. Eurovision needs something else, doesn't it?
I think the days of a catchy song winning Eurovision are over. I think that's a thing of the past. But I don't know. I think we should have done a little bit better than 24th place.
It was lots of...
It's not been the same since Waterloo by ABBA. Do you know what I mean?
No.
It's not been the same.
But next year it's going to be interesting because the 50th year of ABBA in their home country. So there's talks that they
all... Special performance.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt it. But they might come on stage and just do a few bits. But
you know, everyone's loving this ABBA Voyage at the minute. Have you seen
it? Yeah. Is that the one with the holograms? Have you seen it?
I haven't personally, but I know a lot of people that have seen it and they said it's amazing.
Yeah. I went and watched one many, many years ago with like a Frank Sinatra one.
I saw that.
Yeah. And the tech weren't too bad then. But yeah, it's an old singer. Yeah. And the tech weren't too bad then. So I imagine now it's going to be absolutely brilliant. So I think that's something I'm going to pencil
Maybe
in.
We can go together.
Yes, absolutely. Why
Perfect.
Not? But I do like a bit of ABBA.
Everyone likes a bit of ABBA.
You've got to like a bit of ABBA.
You can't not like a bit of ABBA.
Sometimes when I'm DJing, people can't say, can you play some ABBA? And I might be like, yeah, but you know, we're kind of in the middle of a garage set at the moment.
Dancing Queen isn't really the next song I was going to play.
And they all go like, because they're always a little bit, you know, they want to go mad. They're already really busy dancing in the garage. And eventually I'll just give up and put a little bit of ABBA on, like Dancing Queen. It's a complete break. And everyone's going, what the? Yeah. But within a couple of seconds, they all go, yeah.
Can't like not.
And then off you go into a couple of ABBA tracks. Cheesy stuff. But yeah, it's fun. I was gigging last night, actually, and we played a little bit of ABBA. So you can't do a gig without... Do you sing any ABBA?
We don't sing. I don't, you know what? People don't realise how hard it is to attempt an ABBA song. ABBA songs are hard to... The ABBA songs should just be left to ABBA and then we just play them and enjoy them the way they were made.
Yeah, the two girls, they were professional singers, weren't they? Actually, before they got into it, one was, had a really, really massive voice. And you're right, when I do the karaoke nights, people come up singing ABBA and they go, yeah, yeah, I can sing ABBA. When they start it off, they realise just how hard it is to stay in the keys. It is really, really hard.
They're hard songs to sing.
Yeah, so
you can see them until you try.
So I don't sing them anymore. Let's do some favourite artists at the moment. What's what you listen to on your iPod?
Not this again. I'm a huge Swiftie at the moment.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Taylor Swift on her Eras tour. I am very tuned into that.
She's got a new album out as well, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's great.
We play a little bit of Taylor Swift on here. Who else? Anyone else you listen to?
I have been listening to the new Summer Walker EP.
Yeah, I listened to that yesterday.
Yeah.
Good, actually.
Really good. Yeah. And her as well just released a new song called The Journey, and it's giving Christina. It's so good. You would love it, Claire.
Oh, I need to have a listen.
You would love it. It's like, and you, Angel, as well. It's like something that she has.
Yeah, Angel, and you as well.
Yeah,
listen
and
to
you
it.
As well. And Tony as well. You
I will. Does it influence your music, by the way? When you listen to a brand new track and you think, oh, that's good. Do you think we should do something like that? Or do you just stick to what you know?
In terms of tracks right now, I think what we've been influenced right now is performances, because everybody's back into touring right now.
Yeah.
And since that's what we want to do as Calico, we want to be a touring band, on and on and on. Seeing other people's performances has really influenced us, like the production, you know, how they add like remixes to their songs, how they interact with the crowd. That's what's really been...
Yeah,
that's what we've been picking up right now.
When you're on tour at the moment, because you're going around the country touring, seeing the schools, do you sing on when you're on tour? Do you sing in the schools as well?
Yeah.
And is it what's the age group? Is it all different on each school?
It ranges. I mean, with kids as young as like 4 or 5,
and then
up to like 18.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And then do they come up and ask for advice later on? Do they come up and say? You know, I want to be a singer. What's it like? How do they do that?
Yeah, they do actually.
Yeah, when they always ask us as well if we all get nervous before we go on stage, mm-hmm. which I think it's always something you're gonna have. But then it's just about enjoying it when you're on the stage and being surrounded by your friends, like we are, makes everything a lot easier as well.
Yeah.
And do you get nervous? I still get nervous when I'm DJing, even if I've been to a gig thousands of times. I still go up, I still get that, I know, just for half an hour, just before I go on, I normally get nervous. And then the first kind of 10 minutes of the set, I'm thinking, oh, and then you kind of get going, mm-hmm. don't you? But I think it's a good thing, isn't it?
It's such a good thing. It's like a mixture of excitement and nerves as well.
Yeah.
I think it just shows that you care about what you're doing.
Absolutely. Because if it was just like becoming an everyday task, you would lose the interest as well. And how far are you into the tour on the schools?
It's just the beginning. It's just the beginning right now. And it's going to be so much more, especially after June. Once June hits, it's going to be schools back to back to back to back. But we're so excited and we're so ready for it, because that's when we'll be going... further out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
That's fun.
We're going to Ipswich on Tuesday. I'm very excited. Yes. That's where I'm from, so...
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out anyone from Ipswich listening.
Izzy's going to take us around on tour.
Yeah, tour guide. Now, you lot are going to hate that, aren't you? I'm just thinking about it now.
Right, let's get one of your tracks on. This is your last track, Unpredictable. Tell us a quick bit about it.
Well, Unpredictable is about Dad. You never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And we're just trying to enjoy it. But, you know, you're unpredictable.
And you're certainly enjoying it. Let's get it on. Unpredictable.
Tell me what you did, what your name, who you came to this club for.
Vamos a bailar, no hay tiempo. Dime de dónde vienes con tu ritmo.
Looking high, looking low, been around it before. Baby, tell me that you're solo.
Te veo y sonríes, y después me pides, moviendo mi cuerpo y me mires.
I've been on the go, yeah, they waste my time. See you over there and you look so fine. What you waiting for? Now you wanna know. I'm trying to catch a vibe while the beat stays slow. You got something special, so let's go.
trying to catch your number though. No need to stress, we can take it real slow. One, two, three, are you ready?
I get so hot, I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable. I get so hot, I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable.
I see it in your eyes making me paralyzed. I'm about to take over.
Dame tu calor, bésame por favor y enséñame el amor.
Come and be my baby and maybe you won't have to choose me or maybe you'll choose to.
Arriba y arriba, me muevo con mis chicas, la música se va despacita.
I'm a busy lady and I know what I like. See you with your boys and you're just my type. Tryna get to know the digits for your phone.
0785923 go.
The party's almost over, so let's go. Ain't no more pretending, no, no, no. I see it and I want it, so you bet I got it. I'm only getting started.
Do you know my next move? No. But I'm tryna catch your number though. No need to stress, we can take it real slow. Uno, dos, tres, vámonos.
I get so hot, I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable. I get so hot, so I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable.
Do you know my next move? No. But I'm trying to catch your number though. No need to stress, we can take it real slow.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Are you ready? I get so hot, I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable. I get so hot, I'm on fire. You make me lose control, nothing can stop my desire. I'm unpredictable. I get so hot.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. We've got about 15 minutes because Alano's outside waiting. He's probably got a little stopwatch on, hasn't he?
You never know with him.
Let us
out. Where are you going from here after this?
After today? I don't actually
know. Have you got something else?
I've got some video editing to do, some edits to do. We've got loads of stuff to do, to be honest.
It's really important for us to get the vlogs from the school store up the next day so that the kids can watch themselves and see us at their school straight away. It's really nice to
do. Because as soon as they find our YouTube channel, they're under the last video, like, when is our vlog coming out? When is the vlog coming out?
Oh, yeah. And I've noticed as well, online, you've done a lot of these harmonies where you each have a go at singing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did do that. We did those shows.
How did that come about? And how did it come about? And what songs are you singing on it? You sing a certain song, don't you?
Yeah, we all sing different songs. I show my harmony of My Heart Belongs to You, our cover by Jodeci. Then...
I don't remember mine.
We did Unpredictable, Flow,
Dance With You,
Dance With You, yeah,
Dance With You,
And I'm Alive,
and How Can I, Interlude. We just thought it would be really nice because we always sing in harmony in every single song that we do, but we never show, you know, it's something that we're really proud of, our harmony, so we never get to really show what we're doing, so it was so nice to sort of showcase the harmonies.
So let's showcase one now, shall we?
Hey. I thought that might have been coming.
Let's do a little harmony. What one should we do?
We can do Dance With You for you if you'd like that.
Yeah, I love that. And I'll film it while you're doing it. So
why not?
Just when you're ready, just break into some tunes.
Okay, ready, guys? Six, seven, eight.
I'll pick the music. You pick the where and when. Let's not confuse it. All I want is to dance with you. I'll pick the music. You pick the where and when. Let's not confuse it. All I want is to dance with you.
Yay!
Yay!
There you go. Got it all on film.
Nice video, nice camera skills there.
Yeah, just see that. I was like,
I liked it.
I'm getting good on this really iPhone, whatever it is, 14, I think it is.
Ooh, wow. Hey, high tech.
My son keeps playing with it, and so he's recently reset it, and all the little things are in the wrong place.
That's so against.
So you know when you flick it and you go, so I open the phone and go Facebook, flick it once, it's in the middle, Facebook. Now I go, it's not there, and then I've got to find it. And they're all like that. And he's got loads of games on it because he's got one of the phones and it mirrors mine. So every time he buys something, it appears on my, and I'm like, well, I've got another app. And it's like some shooting tank game or something like that. So let's have a look. I'll tell you on my, at the moment on my app store upgrade, it's got 68 apps to update.
Oh my God, he's going to kill me.
And the other day it was like 100 and something up, you know, it was like updating each app one by one. I think, God, dearie me. Tech. Let's get to some questions. Last, it's called. Last photo you took on your phone for Instagram or any other reason.
Guaranteed it's a picture with all of us. Yeah. Probably yesterday on the schools tour.
Yeah, it is. For me, it's definitely yesterday's vlog. Look.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got loads and loads of school photos, which is really cool. And
there's a picture of you, Tony.
There's a picture of me.
Tony, yes. 98 FM is my last photo, so take it how you like.
What was your last text or message to someone?
I'm on radio. Tune in, listen to me. It was telling Tiger that we were on platform 8.
Yeah.
We're on platform 8 and she's on the other platform. No! Do you text or Instagram? Because I mean, it's a bit old-fashioned text, isn't it now?
We're WhatsAppers.
Yeah, WhatsAppers, same. It's a lot easier, isn't it, WhatsApp?
We
send funny memes to each other on Instagram. We've got a group chat.
Yeah, we have a group chat just for memes.
We send memes there on Instagram, and then we do, like, the proper... We get down to business.
On WhatsApp.
My son keeps saying, Dad, you keep saying Instagram. It's Instagram. I'm going, does it matter? Does it matter? Last thing you cooked...
Tofu veggie Thai green curry.
I thought you were going to say toast.
I can't cook.
So that's impressive.
No, seriously, I've been talking about it for days.
Did anyone else cook?
Yes. I made a potato salad yesterday.
Yesterday I made potato shapes and chicken burger.
That's yummy.
Potato shapes.
Last item of clothing that you bought.
I got a top this morning on my way here. I was really excited about it.
Yeah, she was talking about it for ages.
But you do wear a lot of matching gear, don't you? Because you've got all the... Normally when you do your Fab Five photos, you've all in more or less matching gear.
We've got our dog tags on today with our names on them, calico.
Yeah, I don't think you ever take them off, do you?
We never take our dog tags off.
I go to sleep with mine on.
Shower.
I'm scared if I take it off, I'll lose it. So I'm just thinking, keep it on.
Last time you called your parents or a family member?
Yesterday, after the school.
That's good.
After the morning.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mine was this morning as well. Called me dad.
Yeah. Mine was yesterday.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Mm. We love family here at Calico.
Last time, got a big smile on my face.
No, gosh.
Last time you told a fib or a porky.
This morning when Helano asked if I had eaten breakfast.
No, I'm hungry. Give me food, please.
He'd been outside the window listening to that, then he'd be going, oi!
I gave you my breakfast.
Oh!
Told you.
The window.
Damn you!
Last time you checked somebody else's profile on social media.
Probably every day. Everyone does it.
They do, but they don't all admit to it, do they?
Do you have a little look? Sunglasses on.
I'm not even going to lie. Mine is dry. I checked Zendaya's Instagram because they were at the, what was it?
The Bulgari.
Yeah, the Bulgari thing.
Yeah.
I was like, she looks pretty. Swipe.
I looked up the guy, Ben Fisher? Is that his name? The Gymshark.
Oh yeah,
CEO.
Youngest.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I
read this morning that he's worth like $800 million.
Wow. So you thought I'll check him out straight away.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I need to have a look at that.
Was it swipe to the right? Last time you done something and said I'm never doing that again. I'm laughing. It's a serious question.
Last time did something.
Oh yeah, I went to a spin class. I thought I'm never doing that.
Oh, they are hard, aren't they?
Yeah, honestly, my legs hurt.
I've not done one, but I've just seen through the window sometimes, and you get someone in the middle shouting at you, faster.
No, what's that about? I ate a bit of Victoria sponge beforehand for context, and they get there, and the guy's going 150 spins or something, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to be sick. So I probably won't be doing that anytime soon.
Okay.
Well, I won't eat cake beforehand next time.
Yeah. On the spot question: celebrity snog, marry, avoid.
Oh,
cheeky, cheeky, cheeky.
Snog, marry, avoid. Out of anyone, I suppose. But let's keep it to famous people, obviously. Singers or, you know, they can be dead or alive.
Are we giving them to you? Can we give them to you?
You can give them to me, yeah.
Okay, fine. Here we go. Lady Gaga, Christina Aguilera, and Beyonce.
Mmm. Anyone else?
Okay.
Snog, marry, avoid.
Wait. I didn't get the answer.
Are we doing multiples?
Yeah. You say someone you snog, say like Ollie Murs, and then you'd marry like, I know, Beyonce, and you'd avoid Michael Jackson or something like that. Or marry Tom Cruise.
The thing is, it's easy. Can we give one to Chloe?
It's so
because
hard.
It's easy for
you.
Okay, you choose
them.
Okay, so let's go with Shawn Mendes.
She a Shawn Mendes fan, yeah, obviously.
Shawn Mendes, Justin Bieber, and Lionel Richie.
Lionel, did you see him on the concert the other day?
Yeah.
Not his finest work.
No, but he's getting on a bit.
Yeah, but it's still great. I mean, it's Lionel Richie.
Yeah, I mean, as long as you listen to the songs, it's, you know, some people think, oh, you know, it's nice to see they're still on stage. But, yeah, it wasn't his finest moment. He could have done with possibly singing with someone else.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Mixing it up with, like, going for, like, this is my old song, and then I'm going to kind of start it off, and then, you know, someone a bit younger, like me. A lot younger, would come and, you know, join in. But I think you missed the trick there. But it was quite good. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Did you see the video of little Prince George?
Yeah,
dancing
and dancing
singing along. That was cute.
That was good. I like the girl on the piano as well. She was from another program I watched, and she done the piano. It was on a program where they put this piano in the middle of a shopping centre, and people just kind of went on and played it, and then they kind of found a winner.
We love that. Have you ever? If you go to King's Cross at like rush hour, there's always someone playing the piano, and they're always insane. It's like nice to just go.
Yeah, we saw
it
the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, it's
and we
really
felt
nice.
Bad for him though, because he was playing amazingly, and then this random guy just
joined
came
him to play with
and
him
to join, but he couldn't play.
It was really
piano.
Sad.
So we were just like, oh, he's just taking his place now.
They used to have them years ago. They used to be in pubs, and people just go in and just like play the piano. Mm. You know, they obviously don't see them anymore. I think they got one in Harold Wood Hospital. So they got people just kind of go in and, you know.
It's so nice. I love it because people are amazing. They're so talented, and you never get to see it.
Our manager did it when we were in Brighton, and we were singing Calico songs.
Oh yeah, check out Brighton.
Is that Halala? Does he play piano?
Yeah, he plays piano. And he was just
we're going to have to get him in on keyboards, aren't we?
Absolutely. We've mentioned Harlano like 3 times. I feel like we should mention that he's our manager. So Harlano is Calico manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
Watching
us
from outside the window right now.
It is,
which sounds odd, but it isn't.
I swear.
Through the studio, through the square window.
Yeah.
If you're a pre-play school person and you ever watched that from the 70s. He's a busy man though, isn't he? He's always doing stuff as well.
He's a busy lady, and that was an unpredictable lyric.
Because it must be really hard keeping your girls in check, under control.
No,
are you mischievous? I bet you are, aren't you?
Absolutely not.
My mum always says, "Oh, I feel so sorry for Halano. He's got, you know, he's like, oh, he has one daughter, and now he has five." But like way more demanding than a 2-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm joking.
Our favourite prank is to pretend that we've forgotten things. Izzy is the best.
Oh, Izzy's so good
She
at
just
it.
Comes in and be like, I forgot my outfit for today.
Oh my God, he nearly killed me on that.
That
I was like,
was
I forgot
so
my
funny.
Shoes. He was like, you what? You what? I'm just joking, please.
How long you got left on your tour? Is it ongoing now, isn't it, for a while?
We never want to stop.
Yeah, it's ongoing right
how
now.
How many years can we go on tour for?
Yeah. How long's a piece of string?
And are you travelling all over the place? Or is it literally all over the UK? Or is it area specific? Or
yeah, it's going to be all over the UK. Yes.
That's good. It's a great thing to be doing as well. Well done.
And America and Europe.
Yes, we're going to expand.
And talking about going away, I haven't seen any posts for a while, which is unusual, because normally every time I look at Gallico, one of you is in another country going,
we have to stick together right now for the school's tour. Yes, we cannot just have one member fly out.
No holidays for a while.
It's wonderful because it's cool even just seeing what's going on around the UK. That's like, because we're always like in Paris or in Spain or in LA, but like, you know, sometimes check out the UK. We've got some beautiful areas over here.
Sometimes UK, maybe.
Well, I know he's going to be waiting for you, so let's just go through your social media, because if anyone wants to find out more, they can head over to Facebook.
To Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere. You can find us as Calico Music.
Yep.
CALYCO Music. You'll find us there. Check us out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah. And all the links for everything literally are on Instagram as well. If you go to, or and Facebook, if you go on, you can find all the links to the songs.
Find it all.
Yeah.
To find everything, yeah.
Okay. And what would be quite cool is that if you are listening today, drop a message on one of our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter posts and say, "I'm from Phoenix." And we'll be like, hello.
That would be so cute.
Yo. Right, we're going to play a song. Before you go, we are going to play the brand new track from Lorraine, who won the Eurovision Song Contest. It's fairly catchy. I quite like it. The more I listen to it, the more I like it. Did you like it?
Yeah, I think it's great. It's catchy. Cool.
It is good. It is good. Won by so many points as well. Listen, it's great to have you in as always. So hopefully you'll be back before the year is out. Have you got any new tracks coming up?
Oh, there's always a new track in the works. Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I'm looking
just
forward to it.
Just have to wait and see.
And I'm also looking forward to seeing more of the harmonies as well, because they're really good.
Yeah, we love a harmony over here.
On socials. And I think next time we need to get Alano in. We'll set the keyboards up, yeah? We'll surprise him. We'll set them up, and then you can come in and we'll just have a little mash-up.
A radio concert.
Yeah, why not? Live. Right, listen, thanks for coming in, girls. Calico.
Thank you.
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.